Jose, we always talk about a busy offseason. For you, busier for another reason, obviously, with the family expanding a little bit. How do you kind of balance that between the end of the season, still having a professional career as a basketball player, concentrating on the national team, the Olympics, and, oh, by the way, you still got two kids and a wife at home to deal with as well?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, but it's really fun. Well, it was great, you know, great news. The second one sang is mean a lot, and getting bigger as a family, and it's really nice. It's the best time I have, you know, every day. And after, like you say, gotta stop that for a little bit, go to the Olympics, be there for like 3 weeks, and working with the national team another three or something like that. So it was hard to be without the kids, but it was nice, a nice experience again. We were close to do something big, even if what we did, it was already big, you know, but it was a great game at the end, and I love it. It's pretty fun. It's been my third Olympics, so it was, unbelievable experience again, and I don't know, it was pretty good.
How was the experience in London compared to, you said, your third Olympics, to previous Olympics for you, man? How did you enjoy it?
I think it was, for me, it was the same. I think there's always special about the Olympics. There is something with all the athletes and eating, having breakfast, sleeping in the same kind of place, you know, all together. Like, we don't have the chance to see Bolt running or Michael Phelps swim during the seasons, and you got it having breakfast in the table, you know, next to you. Same thing for us. I think everybody, I meet a lot of athletes, like for myself, for example, from Spain. Like, I don't have the chance to meet them, like I said, during the season, but because we're in, you know, not just different countries, it's just different times, different schedules, everything changed. So I think that's the best part about it.
And you and Rafa Nadal have been friends for a while, correct?
Yes.
It's tough for Spain, obviously, and for Spanish fans, not seeing him having the opportunity.
Yeah, but it was even like that. You know, we talk a lot because, like I said, we are really good friends, and Pau was a good friend, and after Pau was the one with the flag in the open ceremony. So it was tough for everybody because I think Rafa is the kind of guy who really, if you want to want somebody to the people to mirror on, I think that's the guy, you know, because of the way he worked, the way he approached the competition, the way he is as a person. So that's why everybody was really happy about him being the guy with the flag. And but it was good. It was, like I said, I think, I don't know if I'm going to get to the Rio to get the fourth one, but this is great.
With this team specifically, with the Raptors, some change in the offseason, looking ahead to this year, how do you take the good from last year, apply it to this year, but know that, hey, we still weren't a playoff team, we were still well below 500, we have to improve, we've got to get back to the postseason. How do you make that happen and kind of take the good and the bad, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it was more positive things last year than negatives. You know, I think we changed as a team, we changed as how we approach the games. I think coach did a really good job in that situation. I think we just don't go out there and get a beat by 20 or 30 or whatever. I think we compete in every game. I think we maybe needed help in some position, like in offensive, you know, like we couldn't score maybe as well as we would like to, but that's why we got some new guys this year. But I like it what we did, and it got to be better from, you know, or work from that. So that training camp, it should be easier a little bit because half of the team already know what the system is. It's not like last year, it was everything new for everybody and you got to start from zero. This year we got 7-8 guys who already know, so we're not going to change a lot. We just got to go and do the job a little bit better, and I think we're going to be right.
You know this is going to be asked today probably 1,000 times. It's probably your first interview of the day, I think, but the whole, you've been through this before, whether it be Jarrett Jack, whether it be TJ Ford, you and I think about this conversation about 50 times over the years, but your thoughts on a new point guard coming in, whether you're starting, whether Kyle's starting, whether it's a 1-2 punch that's an asset for this team, how do you look at it?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I think that it was a lot of things written down and a lot of things to talk about during the summer. I didn't talk at all. I know people who can say one thing or another. I'm here. I'm a Raptor. It's my 8th year. I want to win with this team. I've been in a good times when we won the Atlantic Division. I've been in a bad time. So, you know, it was tough to hear a lot of things about me going or whatever. And I think there is some business. You know, there is some business we still got to do here. And I'm always happy here. That's what I say. I'm no, maybe the way it was treated from some parts, it wasn't the best one for me after all this year. But, you know, you always feel like you need a little bit more, I don't know how you say that, but some value to it, the way, but after all, you know, like I said, this is my city. Like, I've been here 8 years now, so I'm really enjoying being here. So it's just all. I think hopefully I can, you know, finish and win and be in a playoff with the Raptors, and that's what I was here for.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, so you tell me if I'm wrong in saying this. The one thing I would say, maybe on your behalf or any player's behalf, would be, I mean, if I look at my industry, would I rather be doing a job that is higher profile, that's making more money? Would I rather be, hey, you know, with no disrespect to Matt Devlin or anybody, do I have aspirations to be a TV guy one day or to move up my career? To me, that's a no-brainer. Do you want to start? I'm sure you do. Would you prefer to start over backing up? I'm sure you would. But so I guess it's got to be frustrating when you hear people saying, oh, he wants out just because he wants to be a starter or whatever, because that's just the natural competitive nature for guys that you would want to play more, you want to have more of a role, and you might... You tell me if I'm wrong in saying something like that.
Yes and no. And I think that's the part I think it hurt a little bit more, hearing that from some fans. After all this year, I think I proved what I put first. Right. I was the one who, when everything goes, it was good, and TJ was my backup, and I was the one to go and say, look, let's put TJ as a starting game because I think it's better for the team. I think I've been putting the team first since I get here. So when the people think, if they really think I wanted to get out of here because I'm not going to be starting or something like that, I think they don't know me as a person. And I think at the same time, like it happened to me with the national team, it happened with everything. If you want to be successful, or you put the team first, or you know, or it's not going to work. You got Miami. They were playing one-on-ones all the time. They couldn't win. When they start playing as a team, oh, they got a championship. When they realize that's how it works. So... I don't know. I think it's all this part. Sometimes you need some love is not the name, but some parts can do it differently, you know, sometimes. That's all.